Snow Drifts and Snow Pillows. Written by Fairest Fairy. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, Legends, and Lattes. Rating General Audiences. No archive warnings apply. Characters: Viv, Tandri, Thimble, and Cal. Summary: Thimble's latest recipe requires a little help from the rest of the staff. Recorded for VoiceSteam 2024 as part of the Soporific Challenge. Winter settled upon the city of Thune like a silk scarf, draping itself over the buildings and streets. Snow frosted the eaves and alleys like the glaze on one of Thimble's now famous cinnamon rolls. Viv took in a deep breath, relishing the crisp sting of cold air in her lungs. While she loved the smell of hot coffee and baking treats, sometimes a fresh lungful was just what one needed to start the day. She finished setting up the sign outside the front door and made her way back into her coffee shop. With a smile, she set about tidying Legends and Lattes from the morning rush. Ever since the first snowfall, their morning crowd had nearly doubled in size, since folk realized just how invigorating a warm cup of coffee was and how well it warded off a chill. Traveling mugs were flying off the shelves faster than Viv could order them from the potter. Thimble's pastries traveled faster than gossip through the city, and even Pendry's schedule was filling up as some of the wealthier patrons started bidding on his musical offerings for their upcoming holiday festivities. Viv peered out of the frosted windows at the red-nosed customers starting to form a loose queue, dotting the road like buttons on a coat. It was nearly time to hire another person, Viv mused to herself, as she wiped down the counters. She brewed the first cup of fresh coffee of the day, poured it into a mug, and made her way back to the ovens, where Thimble was already up to his elbows in a batch of fresh dough. The tantalizing smell of cinnamon already wafted through the shop, trickling out into the early morning through a strategic screen above the front door. That had been Cal's idea, and was much easier than leaving the door cracked in cold weather. Viv set the coffee down near Thimble's elbow and received a quick nod of the head in thanks. She signaled back her gratitude. Since the Ratkin didn't speak much, Viv and Tandri had taken an interest in learning some of the signs he used so they could communicate back with him. Thimble hadn't said anything directly about it, but Viv thought he appreciated their efforts. Then Viv heard the front door swish open and Tandri shouting, "I'm back. Sorry I'm a bit late. It took a bit to find the oil Thimble wanted." Thimble's ears perked up. Viv cocked her eyebrow at the Ratkin. "Are you taking on another baking project? I was wondering when that would happen." Thimble twitched his nose at Viv and scampered over to Tandri to assess her findings, leaving a trail of flour in his wake like fluffy snow. The shop said they would deliver the oil later today. It had to be packed into barrels, and those were too heavy for me to carry back. I hope that's okay, Tandri said to him as she passed over smaller packages of various baking supplies. Thimble nodded vigorously in agreement, eyes ablaze with a creative fervor that Viv had learned to trust. As Thimble set about arranging the supplies in the pantry and resuming his attack on the large bowl of dough, Tandri met Viv at the front counter. She leaned in conspiratorially, a glint in her eye, and Viv felt herself drawn in. They leaned forearms on the counter, foreheads almost touching.
"So what's he working on now?" Viv murmured.
Tandri shrugged as she stamped a boot on the floor, snow dislodging into a puddle. "Heaven knows, but you can bet I would have hiked all the way to the mountains to get supplies if it meant more of his amazing treats."
"How much oil did he need?"
Viv asked, polishing the gnomish coffee machine. "I think it ended up being 6 barrels. Tandri slipped her coat off with a small wiggle. Viv noticed.
"6? We barely go through one a month at this rate.
I'm sure he has a good reason for it. We just need to wait and see.
Tandri looked forlorn at the thought of waiting.
Viv set a reassuring hand on her shoulder, and, with her other, passed over a fresh cinnamon roll.
I'm sure you can manage the wait somehow.
I don't know, Tandri sighed. I might need more than this to distract me. She winked at Viv.
Viv's neck warmed up. She had a few ideas. That afternoon, a delivery cart deposited several barrels of cooking oil and another barrel that released a puff of white powder when it was plunked down on the ground. Thimble's whiskers twitched with excitement as Viv carried the barrels in, stacking them along the wall near the pantry.
Is this more flour?
Viv asked, gesturing at the odd barrel.
Thimble shook his head. You see, he said in his breathy voice.
Viv knew better than to press the ratkin for more information than he was ready to give.
Well, you let me know if you need anything else,
Viv said, turning back to the front counter. As winter settled in like a wrinkled grandpa in his chair, which is to say, with a slight groan and a commitment to wait until it's warm to get up again, the coffee shop kept bustling. All week, Viv and Tandri worked the counter and listened to Thimble bustle around the kitchen. They served coffee, dished out Thimble's regular menu items, and debated between the two of them what treat would be appearing next.
Maybe it's some kind of dumpling, Viv mused.
I don't know. That's a lot of oil just for some dumplings. Maybe he's trying for something savory?
Tandri replied.
Fried vegetables.
She looked disappointed even as she said it.
No, he hasn't asked for any other ingredients. It doesn't sound like it's going well either,
Viv said, wincing as she heard the oil spit and bubble. Thimble's annoyed hiss followed soon after. All week, small patches of fur had gone missing on Thimble's arms, injuries acquired in the line of duty, as it were. Thimble's newest creation required a large pot, the largest one they had, to be perched on top of one of the two gnomish stoves, filled nearly to the brim with bubbling oil. At that height, Thimble needed to climb a short ladder in order to reach the rim of the pot. Once precariously balanced, he tossed little squares of his new experimental dough into the pot. The problem was this created a splash zone of sizzling oil, and Thimble couldn't hop away from the top of the stool. His heavy apron thankfully protected most of his body, but his arms were suffering. Tandri and Viv watched Thimble take a long, thin metal fork and go fishing for the little puffs of dough, now inflated, as if someone had blown them up with air. Their exterior was crispy. However, spearfishing in hot oil was not a traditional pastime, and the puffs were none too compliant. They bobbed and slipped about, mocking Thimble, and burning ever so darker the longer they cooked. Finally, after much stabbing and tisking to himself, Thimble rescued all of the puffs and piled them onto a waiting tray. Some more misshapen than others. He poked and prodded each one, making little noises of disapproval at the burned bits, breaking open others and sniffing deeply, before tossing each one into the compost bucket. Tandri sighed, disappointed. She had spent the week hovering by the stoves, trying to convince Thimble to let her taste his new batches. She knew in her heart that she could help. She loved pastries, and even if this current experiment wasn't producing exquisite results yet, they were still one of Thimble's creations, which meant that even a subpar bake was worth the risk. But he refused.
he never wanted to present something that wasn't perfect. As Thimble rubbed his arms and stared forlornly at the menacing pont, Viv had an idea. A short conversation with Cal and a handoff of money left Viv's mind more at ease. She appreciated Thimble's dedication to his craft, but she didn't like seeing any creature suffer unnecessarily, especially a friend. She explained as much to Cal and had received his signature, in response. Her faith in the Hobbs' technical ingenuity was not misplaced. By the start of the next week, snowdrifts were leaning drunkenly against the buildings and dwellings of Thune, like so many revelers wandering home from the pub after a rowdy night. Cal had completed an overnight installation of a new addition to the stoves. Attached to the side of one was a rectangular receptacle, much wider than the pont, but only half as deep. It was lower to the ground, so Thimble would only need to use his regular stool instead of the stepladder. Cal had also managed to tinker with a gnomish invention to reroute some of the heat to his addition. How he could understand the intricate artifice, Viv could not begin to fathom. And now the oil sat, merrily bubbling away. Cal was showing Thimble the final twist on the new oil receptacle. A fine weave of thin metal wires created a blanket just a hair smaller than the rectangle itself. It was hinged on one side, with a handle on the other. With a pair of tongs, Cal lifted the mesh, mimed tossing in some dough, and then lowered it. The mesh sank just below the surface of the oil, trapping the imaginary dough in the hot oil. Although the Hob wasn't one for big emotional expression, Viv could tell he was pleased with himself. Thimble looked downright gleeful, and quickly scurried to get a fresh hunk of dough out of the cold pit. The rest of the staff huddled around the new contraption, like a family around a new babe. They stared greedily as Thimble quickly rolled out the stretchy dough, deftly sliced it into finger-length squares, and stacked them neatly to one side. Then, moving over to the new attachment, he lifted the metal mesh, gently tossed each square into the oil, and lowered the mesh once more. The squares were trapped in the oil, completely submerged. Thimble watched raptly, waiting until just the right moment to rescue them. This time, as he deftly speared and deposited each dough square, Viv could tell they were perfect. Each one was a little puffed pillow, golden brown and wafting curls of steam. Tandry stood next to her, eyes alight with wonder. Behind the counter, a few regulars sat with rapt attention, fingers gripping mugs and eyes focused on the pile of mystery treats. Thimble held up a finger. He wasn't done yet. He took the plate of steaming squares over to the odd barrel, the one that was filled with a white powder that wasn't flour. He dumped the plate into the barrel, and the audience gave a collective gasp of panic. Viv could swear she heard him snicker. Thimble grabbed a long wooden spoon to toss the squares around in the powder. Once each was completely coated, he fished them out, and finally brought the plate over to Viv. "Try?" he whispered, holding out the plate shyly. Viv knew better. She put her hand out and gently nudged Tandry's back. "Go on," she said. "You know you've waited long enough." Tandry's eyes lit up, and Viv's heart glowed. She watched as Tandry reached out, selecting a steaming pillow from the top of the pile and taking a bite. Her eyes slid closed, and she let out a little sigh as white powder covered her lips and cheeks. It gently drifted to the floor as Tandry quickly finished the entire thing in 3 bites, eyes snapping open. "Thimble,"
she moaned. I don't know how you do it, but that is amazing. Maybe your best yet. Viv, you really need to try this right now.
Tandri grabbed another and held it out to Viv. Viv plucked it from her fingers, gave a brief cheers to Thimble, and popped the entire thing in her mouth. She really shouldn't have, since the white powder immediately stuck itself to the entire inside of her mouth and throat. Holding back a cough, she closed her eyes. After a moment, the powder dissolved, revealing itself to be a fine sugar. It melted off of the crispy exterior of the pillow, her teeth crunching through the shell and finding the airy pocket within. Residual steam oozed out, and Viv found a faint yeasty flavor that surprised her, since she'd expected the treat to be sweeter. But the balance between the golden puff and the sugar powder coating was perfect.
"Thimble, you are a genius," Viv said, once she'd eaten two more.
She used her hands to make signs conveying her appreciation for the treat. He shoveled a foot bashfully.
"The real question is, what are we going to call these?" Tandri asked, fingers covered in powder as she too helped herself to thirds.
"I think I have an idea," Viv said.
"Legends and lattes. Menu. Coffee. Exotic aroma and rich full-bodied roast. Half bit. Latte. A sophisticated and creamy variation. One bit. Any drink iced. A refined twist. Add half bit. Cinnamon roll. Heavenly frosted cinnamon pastry. 4 bits. Thimblets. Crunchy nut and fruit delicacies. 2 bits. Midnight crescents. Buttery foldover with a sinful center. 4 bits. Snow pillows. Hot, crispy puff covered in sugar snow. 5 bits. Inquire about traveling mugs. What flames could not consume never shall be extinguished. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And if you've enjoyed my narration, you're also welcome to leave me feedback. Thank you for listening, and I hope you sleep well.